talking about control. Are we on the air yet?
No.
You never know with smoke.
Okay, no, we not, because I hear the song still playing.
Oh.
You do it.
But yeah, you know, being able, I don't think it would be, you know, fulfilling as a man to be able to trace outside the lining of chicks.
It ain't cool when you stick the dick in and it echo. That's not good.
Okay, started now from the bottom, now we're here. And the woman next to you is so invisible, Miss Chanel.
Mad when your stuff has reverb.
Okay, Sergeant, don't move.
When you could do a pap with your whole fist.
Ooh.
Oh, like, let's see. Let's grab and see what's in there.
Why does he always stand like that, like a damn sergeant? Man, these people got so many lights on their avatar. You know, my graphics, since I got a brand new Alienware computer, oh, my God, everybody who has I call it flashlight. It's unbelievable how they light the whole room.
Oh, I never noticed.
Whatever.
No, oh, my God. A lot. It's just like, wow.
See, this is why I don't like being on Skype. I'm getting fucking molested.
Who's molesting you?
I don't want to say, but I need to learn. I need to learn how to hide.
You single again? What happened to you, the lady? You
with somebody.
Oh, what? Yeah, you're fired. Y'all are fired.
Why? What happened? What did you do to her now?
What do you mean? What did I do to her?
She caught you fucking around.
Yeah. No. Never that. Never that.
Oh my goodness. Who were you with, Finn?
You, Finn. You late. Oh, you know why? Because you don't watch Facebook no more. You don't do all the breakups and get together things no more. Man,
they don't show up like it used to.
Why did you break up with the lady?
You knew I was with somebody because she was here. I was with Michaela Melody.
Yeah, what did you do to her?
I didn't do nothing to her.
That was your daughter, because you got like 20.
I thought that was your mama.
Oh, see? The shade is real.
I saw you on CC.
Hey, how old is that baby?
See, we got too many women, many baby mamas, and many baby mamas, and too many, too freaking many.
Wait, are we on it? I think we're on it. Wait, let me.
I think we're live. Let's start the show.
No, yes, we are live.
What we're gonna talk about? I want to know.
Okay, today.
Why are you on the panel to know what we're talking about?
And now you're cutting off real bad, mister.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to Say What Radio. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about controlling your temper and things that kind of get you upset to a point beyond recognition. So I want to go ahead and go around the room. Everybody introduce yourself and answer this question. What upsets you during sex?
Hi, my name is Smoke CeeLo, aka the Pretty Boy DJ. Yo, 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 baby, yo, baby, yo. Shout out to all y'all in the crowd. What's up to Isis? And we got Mr. C in the building and all y'all. What turns me off during sex is when I'm trying to hit it and I'm putting up my all into it, and she like staring at the ceiling. That shit is like a complete turn off. I don't like it when a woman is like she having an out of body experience, like she, you know, folding towels in the bed. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
I don't like
that. Do you have a popcorn ceiling? Because you know
I do.
See?
How would you know?
Right. I was about to ask. Putting my personal. Next.
Next.
I don't know.
I'll be next.
Who's to his right?
I don't know. I don't see myself, but I don't. Anyway, I'll go next. This is I'm DJ Spice, aka Sensual Latina, and what really turns me off is when they come in 2 seconds. Sorry. Out next.
Damn.
Okay, I'm gonna go next. My name is DJ Honey, the sticky one with so sweetness and. Okay, what? I can't be like Smoke and have all these 12,000 different names. But y'all know me. Anyway, what turns me off, what really pisses me off during sex is kind of like what Spice said, but not, I might can work with your 2 minutes as long as I can still get something going on for me too. But if you get your 2 minutes in and then you fall asleep, hell no.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Lorraine and Bob at your behind and go handle myself after I cut it off.
I'll be back,
y'all. Work it, give it here, I'll do it.
I mean, if you put a knife to it, that's really going to make it short.
Oh my goodness. Go ahead, Infinite.
Oh, okay. What's up? It's Finn, aka DJ Super Ugly, aka Billy Ray Valentine, aka I don't know, I ran out of AKAs. What pisses me off during sex? I would say when I have to pay for it. That really turns me off when I'm paying for it. I don't know.
Especially afterwards, if you didn't know you was gonna have to pay for it.
Right. When she gets up, she's like, "That'll be $100," and I'm like, "What?" I thought, "Oh, no wonder why you came up to me." You know, so that probably turned me off.
Craigslist.com.
All right, y'all. Is this?
Wait, Vane, you didn't answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna answer. Okay. What upsets me during sex, and at this point at my age, I should be able to say no, but when you're having sex with a guy who has a cold, and you know both y'all getting hot, and he's sneezing on you, or if he's hitting it from the back and he sneezes, and you feel the droplets land on your back.
Ew.
That's pretty gross.
Uh-huh.
But he hit it so good, you kind of overlook it just a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-uh. I would not be having sex with somebody who has mucus all over. Ugh.
But the thing is, to get rid of a cold, you sweat it out anyway.
Oh, not in my bed.
I'm going to add to that. I can't stand it when a dude gets extra drooly for no damn reason.
You guys need to stop dating these mentally retarded people. Yeah, sneezing and drooling.
Have them check for rabies.
Right.
You know how it is. They be getting into it good and everything, and he got to open his mouth to breathe and drool be coming out. I'm like, ugh.
I think Brooklyn wanted to share her experiences. She's sitting on the panel but trying to be mute.
I think Brooklyn gonna be a little quiet today because, you know, she got the drunk people in her family over at the house and they watching the basketball game.
Right.
And they playing spades too at the same time. Yeah. So I'm surprised she can even hear the show.
And smoking weed. You know, there's some weed smoking going on. Because you know Uncle Cleophas always brings weed every time he comes to the thing.
Veen, Tech said if he's hitting it good, he don't have time to sneeze. Is that true?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the sneeze could throw in that extra thrust. You know, when you sneeze and you feel the curve up in your spine. Sometimes that can be the right thrust.
Y'all are terrible.
Well, y'all, we're going to go ahead and play a game. And for those of you who this is your first time playing a game, we're going to play a game called Black, White, or Hispanic.
Lord.
We got some new folks in the crowd.
Oh, Lord.
Yay. Welcome, everybody.
All right. And the first person to answer it correctly in local chat will receive some L's.
Yay.
And I would love to hear what the panel thinks as well.
I think it's
great. And after the commercial break, we're going to give the correct answer. All right.
LaBelle said my favorite game.
All right. This story comes to us. There was a woman who got arrested for assaulting her boyfriend because he gave bad oral.
Huh?
Well, he's not white. We know that.
Wait. What was the question? You guys are cutting off for me.
There was a woman who beat her boyfriend because he gave bad oral sex.
That's Lord. Bad. That's how can a man
that's got to be a white man.
No, white men invented eating oral sex. They ain't doing it wrong.
She was black. The white man didn't know what he was doing.
That's right.
No,
she was black,
no. White,
and the white man. Didn't
white
know
men invented oral sex. You better please.
Just white men invented oral sex. Improved it because white men do
really?
Not have the lips that are needed
how do
to
you
get
know?
Good.
Okay.
Sex.
Okay. All right.
Spice. All right. Do Hispanics know how to have oral sex?
Yes, man.
No, that's why she always mad all the damn time.
Whatever. Hispanic,
not getting
Hispanic,
that kitty ate right.
Hispanics can do so. Oh my God! If oh Lord, I don't even know that.
Don't you hear how
I'm gonna take that back one little bit. Once it's funny because oral sex with the Hispanic depends where you were born and depends who brought you to this world. Because if they're from my country, they're like what? No. If they're from another country, like, for example, Cuba, if it's no oral, it's no fucking, okay? They love to eat you up. Mm. But the best oral sex that I ever had is a black man. Oh, my God. Okay. Continue.
All right. One more time. It was a woman who beat her boyfriend up. She was also arrested because that's how badly she assaulted him.
Mm. Wow.
She was 50 years old, and he was 32.
Hmm? My God.
And she beat the hell out of him for giving bad oral sex.
Mm-mm-mm.
I say it's Hispanic.
With a wrench.
Where's my
mom? I'm going to switch and say black, because it sounds like there's something else, like she was on bath salts or something.
Yeah, I would say she is black lady.
Wait, I thought we were talking about the guy. Oh, she's
no.
definitely a sister. She's definitely
no.
a sister.
They're talking about the woman who beat up the guy.
That's right. It's the woman, black, white, or Hispanic.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the dude. Oh, yeah, the woman is definitely black.
Yeah, she's black.
Yeah, because only a chick named Tarquisha will beat you with a wrench. You know, a white woman would have cut him, stabbed him. A Puerto Rican would have used one of them straight razors they keep in their jaws. But
see,
only
you're going to say Hispanic because
a Negro woman is going to use a wrench.
Because
she probably
the
took it from underneath the sink.
Be...
It was clamped onto the sink, and she just grabbed it and went to work on his ass.
I think the guy might have been Mexican because he's the one that walks around with a wrench anyway.
Wow.
Isis says, why does she have to be black? Well, okay, you know what? I'm going to change mine because, you know, white women get pissed. So I'm going to say she was
white. White women use knives. black women use blank, whatever's nearby. I'm going to tell you what. A white woman would have walked past a wrench to get to a knife. Now, Quisha's ass is going to grab a frying pan. She's going to grab a fork. She'll beat your ass with a book if she has to.
She will beat you with her stiletto.
Thank you. See what tech said. Yeah. Grab. No, that's a Negro woman. Right?
All right. Well, we're going to find out the answer after this commercial break.
I would say she's white. I don't want no minute man.
She was just agreeing with somebody else.
She was listening to us and we all.
See, I think y'all be knowing. Y'all know.
You ain't know.
Ask somebody.
I'm so mad she was 50.
She's 50 right. years old and beat her mouth. Wow.
Yeah, that'd have been a nice tight ass conversation. Bitch, I said stop using your teeth, clank clank. I mean, for real. What? You talk about a 360-degree mood change.
I wonder, does 50-year-old coochie taste different from 25?
All right, welcome back to the Say What Talk Show.
Welcome back. We are in the air. No, we're not on the air.
We are in the air.
We are in the air.
You are in the air. All right, y'all. For those of you who have answered, nobody was right. It was actually a white woman, a 50-year-old white woman out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she beat her boyfriend because he gave bad oral sex.
I won. Yay.
I still think she's a wigger. She can't be a wigger.
But we're going to give Shaniqua a couple L's because she actually did mention the word white. So right. we're gonna hook Shaniqua up with a couple L's because she's the only one who mentioned white, but she did not give it as an answer.
She goes, oh my lord.
So my next question to you guys, ladies, fellas, should there be a punishment for bad oral sex?
Go sit in time out.
Wipe your lips. Where's my belt?
Yeah, you should bust in her eye.
So a punch in the eye would be sufficient?
No, I said bust. Nut in her eye. Oh. That'll teach her.
So she can see where you're coming from.
There you go. Exactly. Right.
Wow. Okay. Then should it differ when a female receives bad oral sex from when a male receives bad oral sex? Because, you know, a male, he could get bitten.
Well, for a man, there's so much more we have to do, you know. There's so much more area to cover, you know.
It depends on how big you are.
Huh?
What? How big your lips and tongue and your nose?
Well, let's think about it. I mean, I'm talking about for the male. You know, the dude has a lot more area to cover. I disagree because a dude who is huge, that's a lot of area to cover, especially if you can't fit it all in your mouth.
Okay, I'm certainly uncomfortable. I'm certainly uncomfortable.
Oh, and if he's I kind of agree with Honey. And if he's a big dude, you got to push all that up.
Right.
And like tuck your face in there when it comes crashing down.
Oh man.
You gotta create like an air spot so you can breathe too.
If it is too big, ain't nothing going in my mouth. Shit. I don't wanna gag. Mm-mm.
Wait, then your thighs be sweating, so you gotta put a bath cloth. That's all it.
I'ma need y'all to stop fucking fat King Kong dick motherfuckers. Seriously. This
you want
crazy.
To say that I think, dog, that I would do, but I'm not going to put it in my mouth. Mm-mm.
Okay, then on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is oral sex to you?
Extremely. That's a deal breaker.
It has to be good.
Wow. Okay, so that's a 10 for Honey, or a 12.
For me, I would say about a 6 or 7.
Okay.
That's not all that. I mean, it's cool, but, you know.
Okay, now I'm going to get personal. I'm going to get personal with y'all. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your performance orally?
Shit, I'm a 10.
25. What are you talking about? Shoot.
Brain surgeons in the building.
I'm a 9. I'm not gonna say I'm good because I don't like it.
My name is not Honey for no damn reason, and that's what I'm gonna say.
I'm more spicy and bad than
but you know you
sucking somebody's dick.
You gonna think that you are? I mean, I don't know. If you really want a good answer, you should have somebody's ex lover come up and testify on this one. That's what y'all should do. That would make it real. You want to make people say what? Everybody, here, I'm about to call the ex-lover right now and put on speaker.
Yeah, let's do it.
You can tell how good you are, ladies, and when it comes to the duration, okay? If you give a head to somebody and it lasts for like an hour and you tired, okay, you're not doing it right. If you give a head and that stuff busts in about 2 minutes, you got the bomb stuff right there.
Or you fucking with a lightweight. Either or.
Yeah.
Because there's some niggas that you brush your cheek up against, and he's like, oh, damn, baby. That's the best cheek ever. You know? So don't get too excited.
Best cheek.
Okay, now, if you could give a tip to someone who could possibly perform oral in a criminal matter, what would it be?
Wait, what?
Criminal matter.
Yeah, something that would make, just like the guy who gave oral and he got beat with a wrench. If you could have given him a tip for him not to get beat with a wrench.
Don't eat her.
Yeah.
Color in between the lines, please.
Yeah, pass on that one, bro.
Brooklyn says duck.
Wow. Okay.
No, for real. I would tell him. I say, bro. Make sure you put your whole face in it. Don't be scared of it. It's not gonna kill. It's not gonna bite you. It shouldn't. It's not gonna bite you. Don't be scared. Put your whole face in it. Dive in there.
But we don't know. We don't know his side of the story. You know, maybe she was the most clean, or maybe she wasn't shaved. You know,
right.
It could be some issues. You know. To make him not want to perform. Maybe she'd be eating a lot of garlic.
So you can smell the garlic down there?
I know you can smell onion down there.
Wow. Maybe her pubes were tangled or something. Man. I don't know.
It's good. The mangoes is like the best.
Man,
it
tangled.
Oh my god.
Yeah, maybe her pews were tangled. You go down there and come back and your teeth look like Brillo pad. And
right.
That shit is irritating.
A lot of you ladies ain't shaving.
Oh my god.
You know, it's a deal breaker.
They should know by now. We don't have to. I had to keep telling them to shave. It's every episode.
I'm going to leave it alone on that, but trust me.
It's every show. We tell them, shave it.
They're not doing what they need to do.
And they're not listening.
That's no.
All right, wow. I'm gonna give some advice for the females real quick.
I want them to shave.
I'm going
to
say, you know, it's okay to get sloppy. And when I say sloppy, I mean juicy. It's okay for things to get a little drippy. That's right. A good thing. So, the juicier the better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tend to throw in some of them slurping noises, oh yeah, that'll do it too. They like that.
You right.
That's true.
That's true.
They get crazy when they hear you with this slurpy there, and then you're like, oh, it's like you're doing a badass job.
And one more thing.
And look up at him.
I was about to say that. Don't be afraid to look up at him. In fact, do your best to look up at him the whole time.
Mm. Yeah. You right. I like it when y'all frown. Should be looking good.
Oh my God.
Oh, when you look up at him, make sure that you look like you're working hard.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I hope you ladies were and fellas were taking good notes down so you won't get beat with no wrenches anytime in the future. But we have another story coming out of Florida where there was a woman named Raquel Gonzalez, and she clawed her boyfriend and almost clawed his eyes out because he came too quickly.
Oh, man.
That's the Latina way. That's right.
It's a damn shame.
That's the Latina way, because if you come just to looking at me, it happens before, I'll be like, well, I did. I said, get the fuck out. And you don't need my number. No.
I want to know true. Why all of this keeps happening in Florida. What are y'all doing down there?
In Florida, we take this stuff very seriously.
Apparently.
We take it very seriously. Those aren't the only stories out there from Florida. We take this very seriously.
Obviously.
I know one thing. Spanish. I ain't going to Florida now.
With her fingernails, she almost got his eyes.
I mean, I'm a 25, so I ain't scared, but I'm just saying I don't want to come across somebody. I'm going to have to claw their eyes out.
Claddy what?
Now, should there be a time limit clause before having sex with a man?
Yeah.
No.
Now, unless it's a, you know, unless you know that it's just a quickie type situation.
I mean, a time limit on having oral sex, is that what you said?
Either sex.
Oh, sex period?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think you're grown, do the damn thing.
If you're trying to get with, you know, if it's somebody that you really care about, you know, somebody that you want to have a future with, I say, you know, take your time.
No, that's stupid. I like you, so I'm not going to give you none. Yeah, okay. Tell me how that works out.
Wait. But see, men tend to think that when a woman gives it to you right away, oh, that's, she's easy. That bitch is going to be giving it to anybody.
How long you been a man, Spice? How long you been a man?
Say what?
How long you been a man?
I mean, that's what you guys do.
No, we don't.
I have heard him, guys, say that. If she is too easy, she's a hoe. No.
Okay. Here I go. I'm about to let y'all in on some shit. I'm about to school y'all.
Not every man.
Women, sit down. Y'all gonna learn today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm gonna piggyback off of what you just said, Miss Spice, ma'am. Mm-hmm. If a woman gives it up on the first date, we have a mathematical tool. I have the app in my phone, and where there is a mathematical equation. It is X, which is the amount of time that it took for me to get the draws, times, you get it? X times the beauty factor. And that is how good you look, how good that ass look, how good everything else, the total package,
mm-hmm.
equals whore ratio. And whether
yes,
or not I will kick you or cut you or keep you. Y'all got that? Y'all got it.
That's bullshit.
We're recording this show. We're recording this show so you can come back and learn it again.
I think.
Well, you know what? I got rules, and my rules are I'm going to at least get to know you, and at least going to take you 2 fucking weeks before you can lick it up. Shit.
Okay, 14 days.
I'm going to say that.
14 days. You know why? Because it's the truth. Every time I heard guys, even my friends at work, we always ask the guys, if a woman gives it to you the first night, you better be fucking drunk or stoned, because if you and your good senses, you would not give up, because you don't know this motherfucker's going to leave next day and hey, how you doing? Not even say hello to you. So that's fucked up, you know? So what do you guys think? The majority of the men think that women that give it up the first night is a hoe.
No. First off, I agree with what Smoke said, but I'm also adding with me. First and foremost, my ego is going to tell me you only gave it up to me on the first night. I'm not going to ask you who else you fucked on the first night. My ego is going to tell me. I talked to her.
No. Wait a minute.
No. Let me talk. So that's the first thing. My ego is going to tell me I talked you out of them draws. Second of all, it depends on what all you do. Now, if you're taking it up the ass and you telling me to piss on your face and all that, then yeah, then you're a hoe. You know, you got to leave. You can ease into everything. You know?
Yeah, you can't jump into snatching out ball spots.
Right. Don't be talking about, oh, I got all these toys I want you to use on me. No, you can work up that. But if you grown and you feeling somebody and y'all meet, then shit, knock it out the box. Because if it's whack, then why waste each other's time? You know, I might not be giving you what you want, vice versa. We can call it a day, dap you up, and then we'll be out.
But see, that's the whole point. It shouldn't be based on that. It should be based on other things. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, you know, if I'm with somebody and I decide, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this, and I give them some, you know, I could really like him as a person, but if the sex is bad, I'm not, you know, if I give it to him right away, I'm not going to be able to look past that. Which is why you get to know him a little bit better. That way you can say, you know what? I could teach you some things. Or we could work it out. You know?
Okay. Again, I beg to differ. I'm not trying to teach nobody shit. I'm 40, okay? I don't have no time. Well, to be, I got a limited number of nuts left in me. I can't waste none on teaching somebody. Okay. So know what you're doing.
Okay, fine. Yeah. If we're grown, and you know, this is what I've been in, blind dates, and that's all they want. Well, you know, you're a grown woman. You know what you want. I said, yeah, but I didn't want to suck your dick right now. We haven't even had a date. What the fuck? You know? I mean, come on. We can be 50. We can be 60. We go on a date. Don't expect me to lay with you or write your ass, because I'm not going to do it.
So for spice, you need 2 weeks, 14 days, 336 hours.
Okay. It don't matter. If you really go, if you're into that person, you respect that. But if you're not, you just want to fuck, oh yeah, we can fuck anytime. Bye. But if you want to have something with that person, you do wait. Because
no.
I think, yes. Oh okay. Yes.
Okay. But what if,
don't make me come guard your eyes out.
But Spice, what if we just fucking, and then, like, mid-fuck, I grow feelings? How do we handle that?
If you suck his dick and make him cry, he loves you. He loves you. You about to get a ring.
I'm the hyper, and yes, they fell in love with you, but I don't do it the first night.
Okay, I'm
it's
not saying. I'm not saying you have to fuck them the first night or that. I'm saying I don't think fucking them on the first night is a deal breaker. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you shouldn't wait, you know, whatever. I just don't like the idea of I'm feeling him. I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling her. She feeling me. But she got this schedule she got to follow. You know, that's what I'm talking. That's that bullshit.
Yeah, see, that's bullshit, too. Because I had a friend. I met a man, and we talked for 2 weeks. And when we did it, it was the best fucking sex ever because we didn't rush into it the first night or the second night or the third night. It was 2 weeks after, and we enjoyed each other.
I'm not saying, hey, we meet, we got to fuck tonight. I'm saying if we do fuck, then it don't mean it is over. You make it sound like just because we fucked the first night that I don't want to fuck with you more. I'm saying that's not true.
Yes, and some men I do that.
Some men like it up the ass, but we're not talking about them right now.
Well, the majority of the men do that because I have questions, you know. And so is women. We always said, man, you just fucked them the first night. You a hoe. There you go.
Okay.
I just want to put it out there that I am practicing no sex before marriage, and I am very happy in that.
Well, not exactly. The way you're talking about you suck dick. They don't call me honey for nothing. Drool on a girl.
Not that I don't get married. I don't even have a child before. Yeah.
I'm just saying. He understands that there's a reason why my name is Honey, and he is more than willing to wait experience that.
14 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's exactly what I'm saying. If the man is
this is the part of the panel where we start talking bullshit.
You know, and respect you, and hey guys, when you do it, it's gonna be the
best. I'm Batman in real life. Hold on, I gotta let y'all put you on hold while I go save some crime fight. Do some crime fight.
Anyway,
oh my good. Okay, now ladies, get ready. I'm about to ask a guy a question that will help us all. If you do have a 1 minute man, what are some reasons? And this is for the guys on the panel. What are some of the reasons that you climax quickly?
It's a rock. I don't know what you're talking about. Question.
Answer that one, Finn.
All right.
Really?
What? Nobody wrote. I would say fuck it. If she's real tight, then you know that could lead to some problems, you know? Or maybe, you know, y'all did foreplay too long and she was grinding up against you. I don't know. I mean,
it's been a hard work day.
Sometimes you get a little excited a little too early.
That's why if I know I'm gonna get something, I jack off ahead of time. A little trip for y'all.
Is that why for real?
First one out the way.
You got 14 days to do it. So we good.
Yeah, Spicy. You making it wait 14 days, you're going to forget to lose your eye when he busts on your head.
No, I don't make him wait. I don't say that. I just do it.
You just said that.
I say I got rules. I'm sorry, you know.
So you just said you don't say that.
What if the son of a bitch is a killer and he lives right next to me? Hell no.
I think you're having a communication barrier. You said you say it, then you said you don't say it, then you said you have rules, and then you don't.
No. I got rules, and I let them know before. If they're going to be dating me, I said, you know what? I'm not. I do said I don't have sex the first night. I don't. And the man that I, if like I said, if he just wants sex, you can have it and say goodbye. Bye. Okay, see ya. Okay,
I just said that. I said you make him wait 14 days. You said, no, you didn't say that.
Yes, I do. I do make them wait 14 days. If
that's all I said. That person.
Okay. Don't have a cow shit.
Okay. Now, has anybody on panel ever had...
What up, DJ Nuclear?
Ever had a fake orgasm?
Yes.
Wait. Yes.
Men do fake sometimes, too. And I'll tell you about that when it's my turn.
That's actually my next question, because I wanted to know if a man was going to say yes. How do men fake the orgasm?
For one, it depends if you're wearing a condom or not. I was wearing a condom, and I just realized it wasn't about to happen no time soon. I was tired, so you give her some sound effects and twitch up a little few times, and you roll over like, damn, baby, you the best. And you call it a day. Because I was tired. My back was hurting.
You hit her with the DJ Khaled?
So right.
You the best.
I just say, I mean, I'm telling you, as a man, there's been some times where I've impressed myself. I'm like, damn, I'm fucking shit out this broad, and I ain't nowhere close to coming. But eventually you get tired. Like I told you, I'm about to be 40. So I got so many strokes and so many nuts left, so I'm not wasting them. I just flake one out.
How many you got left?
I'm not telling you. I got a man.
Right. See, she got to learn.
Well, I thought the man could not fake an orgasm because, you know, you got to spit. We don't.
Yeah, if you looking or you checking to make sure, but if I got a condom on, you won't know anything anyway.
Yeah, it's much easier to fake it in the dark.
Yeah.
That's a good question right there.
You pull out.
Do you like to have sex in the dark or with the lights on?
Depending on how she looks.
Is it what she looks? Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Is she a little bit overweight? Is them stretch marks in the way? Fucking Tony the Tiger? You know, that's all that.
If you turn her over.
I guess we can say the same thing about you guys, huh?
Yeah, that's true. I'm 40, uh-huh. I just told you. I don't have a six-pack anymore. She might not appreciate this keg I'm carrying around, so we cut the lights off. As long as I'm nut, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get mine with the lights on or off.
Ladies, do you like the lights on or the lights off?
Me and my partner always fuss about this because I like the lights on because I like to see his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes it either dim or off because of the sensation. Because you know how they say take away one sense and all the others heighten.
That's some deep shit. I never thought of that.
Get his ass a blindfold.
Plus,
fuck that. I'm from Detroit. You ain't blindfold me. Fuck out of here. Because my wallet be gone.
Veen, I'm going to tell you, and Spice, I'm going to tell you too. Honey, you don't need to hear this. But it's easier for a man to fake an orgasm in the dark because when you're hitting it, all you have to do is put a lot of spit on your hand and then throw it on her back.
or in the case of Veen, just sneeze on her back. She won't know the difference. Damn, baby, I just came.
I see, says, oh, that's deep. You think it's deep? No, you bunch of liars. No.
That's nasty.
That's just wrong.
Nasty.
That's all the way wrong. Now, if you gotta do a fake orgasm, why go back for seconds, thirds, and you know, keep going back?
Well, for me, I told you, it wasn't her. It was the fact that I don't know. Maybe I drank some brown liquor that night. I don't know. I just know that, you know, I was in my stroke, but my body was tired.
Now, if you found out that your girl was having a fake orgasm with you, would that bother you?
At first?
Yeah.
But then did I not? because nothing takes away a lot of pressure. Nothing takes away a lot of shit to be mad about. That you nut, you're like, well, it's not that bad, you know.
Oh my god!
You know, I was ready to, look, ladies. Next time your man ready to punch you in the face, suck his dick and see what happens. You know, I was gonna beat your ass and then I came, so now I'm just gonna go to sleep.
You know, I don't think so. That man better come because I'm gonna sit on that dick and he better come. Mm-hmm. And you're not getting off it.
Spice is over there raping motherfuckers.
Right. Spice, what if he went soft, Spice? What do you do?
I'll slap the shit out of him.
Yeah. Damn,
no, I'm not gonna make it home.
No, I'm gonna tell you one. Once happened before. And I got some ice cubes, okay? Yes, I got some ice cubes, and I put it in my mouth, and I went down, and I said, bitch, you better get that shit hard.
Did you call him a bitch?
Yes, I did.
Damn. Oh, that's a deal breaker.
And the man was hard in 10 minutes, and it's good. It was good.
It took him 10 minutes?
I think he's a faggot. The plug of faggot. You called him a faggot. Bitch. You called him a bitch and raped him.
That dude his eyes out.
Some men like to be talked that way. Okay, I'm just saying.
What man like to call a bitch?
I don't want you calling me a bitch.
Ain't no man like to call.
Oh yeah, but then you guys can be like saying, "Bitch, what's my name? Bitch, what's my name?" Oh, but
that's
you know
different.
What?
That's it's different.
Bullshit.
That's different. That's
I don't
discussion.
Think so.
That's different. No, ain't no man. Ain't no man like.
It's
don't no man.
Equal, like, equal, equal. You want
it's
it?
Not it's not equal.
It is equal. Okay, let me put it this way. You want to stick it? I'ma stick you. Got
okay,
it?
Okay, so you in that gay shit again?
You got it. I will go buy me the biggest dildo. You want to stick it? I'ma stick you.
Is this a Hispanic thing or is this just
that's the Hispanic way? That's oh yes, sir.
That's not the Hispanic way. That's the crazy spice
sure?
way.
I don't know for Ricas to
get down.
That's 15 days. That 15 days.
Look. I have met Latino men, black men. I don't touch white men. Sorry, whoever is white.
White folks.
I don't like white men. I think
there's
man.
A lot of white men is grabbing their assholes right now.
Oh,
saying,
good. And I don't like white. I never like white.
Some people think white people smell funny.
Say what?
Racist now. Y'all are being racist. Hey, all you white sponsors out
just
there.
I do not like a white naked man because I see them all.
Point, get the other. The
point thing is, some men love to be play and their ass. With the dildo, okay?
Man, what are you doing this?
Okay, we're going to play another game. I'm glad Spice said that. We're going to play another game.
That's right.
Of black, white, or Hispanic.
Spice has talked about fucking men that drool, men that like it up ass, men that like to be called a bitch. And what was the thing? It's just like, you fucking faggot, Spice.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you one little secret.
Next time, and they'll suck shit out of it. But
Mr.
Yeah.
Super Ugly, I'm gonna tell you one little secret. White men love to be tickled, and you know why? All of you men love to be tickled between your balls and your dick. So don't give me that bullshit.
What?
Yes, that's your G-spot, you idiot.
Not in my ass. Come out the paint. Yeah, you can paint, but you better be real close, real close.
That's a serious geographical difference.
You guys do not like to say it because you think, oh, if somebody touch your ass, you're gay. Bullshit.
No,
that's your G-spot. That's your G-spot.
I don't need no G-spot.
Okay, don't be no old school here because old school is one. Oh, no, you just do a missionary. Bullshit. Men love between. Have you seen that little part? A little bit of partner you got between there, that's what you men love to be touched. And I can make a man come in 2 seconds when I touch.
Yeah,
even
if you're tired.
Even if you're tired, I'm going to tell you.
The show has made me say, what?
Okay, ladies, whoever has the man at home, and you in the heat at the moment, try what I just say.
I'm going to tell you this, Spice. Real talk, ladies, don't do that because a lot of y'all are going to get black eyes.
Right?
I'm stuck right now. 9 out of 10 9 out of 10 men will punch you in your face.
Men don't like to tell their women that they have that because they think the men know. That's
okay,
a lie.
What you going to believe? The woman that can't tell you whether you got a 14-day rule or not, or a man? Don't touch your man's asshole without talking to him ahead. Don't do it.
You better not touch his ass without at least a 14-day notice.
You're right. Now, you can ask him up front, but don't do that. I'm telling you.
Why you on the heat of the moment, ladies, listen to me.
Ain't no heat of the moment.
Hush. You know, if somebody get onto your bed and start riding you and they start touching you, you didn't even know you just come. So because you just went to your G-spot and make you feel great. So hush up.
Okay. Direct all your hate mail to Spice Me Funiza.
Shut the hell up.
Y'all going to have some black eyes tonight.
I'm crying laughing. She says, I'm serious. I am serious. Okay.
Andrew, I believe you're serious. And I believe these women seriously going to get punched in the face.
No, they're not. Goodness. No, they're not. No, they're not.
In the chin.
All right, no. Audience, we're going to give y'all another chance to win some L's. We are going to play white, black, or Hispanic once again.
Yay. Uh-oh.
Okay, now this story. There was a football player, an ex-football player.
Black.
Who went out to dinner with his boyfriend.
Oh.
Well, with his ex-boyfriend, and they got into a fight because his ex-boyfriend poured soy sauce over his rice, and then, yes, and then accused him of stealing his underwear.
White.
Oh, wow. No.
Okay, and they got into a fight, and there was an arrest.
I got a feeling it's going to be a brother. Just
What did he do? This is man or what?
Yeah, two men. Men that you like. Men that like it up the ass. wait, hold on. News. These are both of these were Spice's ex-boyfriends. Wow.
Shut the fuck up. I don't think so. You know what? Please, whoever is out there can hear me and lays with this man, please touch his ass. He's going to love it.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. He
says it real life football, SL football. I guess that does make a difference.
Mr. C, this is real life football.
Real life football.
Difference, yeah.
Yes, the ex-football player beat up his ex-boyfriend for pouring soy sauce over his rice and possibly stealing his underwear.
Was this college football or high school football?
We will find out after the commercial break.
And what's funny is putting it out, that's the chick that I used to date that used to always smack my ass and I can't stand that. She knows it. That's why she's being an asshole.
Brooklyn already seen your asshole and you ignoring her.
Well, Brooklyn's being a smart ass. I'm not talking to
her. Oh, wow. I can't believe you're over here getting box raped.
Because of the shit that what's her name is putting out there.
I got to say, I'm going to go and say something. No, I already touched his ass.
There's a difference, and I'm going to let Spice know right now. There's a difference between a taint and a dildo in the ass, okay?
Yes, yes.
I understand that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm saying if you want to fuck my ass, I'm going to give it to you too. He said, first of all, I believe that's in Audi, not in any. Second of all, it hurts like a motherfucker, and I'm not going to do it.
It hurts until you get used to it.
You got to loosen your muscles.
Third,
yeah,
because my muscle.
And he's got to start slow.
Look, first of all.
With a finger or a tongue.
No.
You know you have more nerve endings in your asshole than your clitoris? You know that? Look, you have more nerve endings in your
asshole.
How
do you know this?
Because I've done some research. Let me tell you.
You are nasty. You can get sick out of that shit. No.
Yeah, if you do ass to mouth and you don't work with a clean bra, yeah, I'm sure you could.
It don't matter. It's still dirty. It don't matter. It's still dirty.
You get sick from dropping a hot dog on the floor and picking up and eating it. You're a fucking genius today, boy, aren't you?
You are nasty because it's still dirty. I'm sorry, it's still dirty.
Are we back on air?
She wanted to put a dildo in his ass.
Right.
That's dirty. That's dirty and underhanded.
No. No.
Are we back? We're back live, y'all.
Back, I think so.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. And to reveal the answer to you guys, the ex-football player, he used to play for the San Francisco 49ers.
No shit.
Ironic.
Duh.
And the Oakland Raiders.
He was a tight end, wasn't he?
His name was Kwame Harris.
I don't remember that name.
I thought you was about to say Kwan.
Kwame Harris, a black man, beat up his ex-boyfriend for putting soy sauce on his plate of rice. Wow. And then he decided not to take his ex-boyfriend home, and he accused his ex-boyfriend of stealing his underwear and took his pants off to check to see if he stole it.
Wow.
And then they got into a big brawl.
That's what I was going to ask. He snatched his drawers off in the restaurant? I didn't understand that part.
No, in the car when he decided not to take him home.
Like a wedgie? Like he just ripped them off while he was wearing them?
What is the guy wearing? How do you even...
So the winner is actually Tech Carfield.
Yay! My son! Where's he at? Oh, no, that's... Yeah. He crashed, poor baby. But I'll take his money. I'll take his money.
Tech some L.
Hi, sis. Where are you? Shout out to Mary Lou. Okay.
Okay, now my question is to the guys. Have you ever wanted to fight another man for pouring soy sauce on your plate or stealing your underwear?
Hell yeah.
Stealing my underwear. I've never had a man steal my underwear. I don't know how that's even possible.
Steal my underwear, and I don't prefer soy sauce, but why would even bother? Like, I don't know. It's an awkward situation there.
I don't really remember eating too close to a dude, you know? Or somebody
that, so. You're not related. Why are you so close to me?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know that would ever happen. I couldn't imagine a dude doing anything to my plate, you know, unless I guess they're both gay.
Right, what you doing eating with dudes for anyway?
No, I mean, I can go out with my buddy, and we've eaten, you know, across from each other, but I ain't never, hey, let me put something on your plate for you. No.
Say, dog, you want that broccoli? That don't happen.
Let me wipe your mouth.
Conversation that does not happen.
Yeah, that's not.
But if one of your boys did come out of character like that, would you guys possibly get into a physical alteration?
No, I would. It depends on how close. Most likely, like if I knew him and I just thought he was being silly, I just wouldn't eat the food. But if I didn't know him for some reason, and I don't know how we got sitting together, if I don't know him, but I thought he was gay, because to me that's hitting on me. You know, because if you're a chick and you season my food, I think I got the ass. I think I'm getting ass that night. So if a dude does something to my food, I'm gonna think that he's trying to get some ass that night, and I'm just gonna leave.
Pretty much, if anybody's messing around with your food, they should be getting the ass.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Close to it.
Okay, what if your boy was just spending the weekend and then he decided to wear some of your underwear? Is that?
He got to go. He's got to go. I don't want your boys hanging around my boys. They shouldn't be in the same neighborhood. Okay, our boys should never be in the same neighborhood. If you know what I'm saying. No. No, he's got the. You should just know fucking better.
Listen, we have like, a washer and dryer downstairs.
I don't know. We washing and dry. No,
there you go. Just tell him to throw his in there. He get it the next day. He just wear them again.
I would take him to buy some drawers before to wear a pair of mine.
Can't wear mine. So he gotta get his own.
That's just, you know.
The hell am I?
Oh,
there I am.
Okay, and being that this was the guy's ex, should you date your ex?
Wait, what?
If you're trying to get back together.
It was, they were ex-partners that decided to go out to dinner. which is possibly why this kind of erupted as well. So should you, is there a rule against dating your ex?
No. It depends on how y'all broke up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, what kind of things could go wrong when you date your ex?
Same shit that happens before.
Well, you could fuck with their food, because again, you know, personally, I don't really like nobody fuck with my food. I'm like a germaphobe, and you may not wash your hands good enough for me. So yeah, I would say you shouldn't fuck with nobody's food. Period. So, ex or not, you know, don't fuck with my food.
Okay, now ladies, how many of you on panel like a man's man? Like, you know, bring home the check and you fix me food and, you know, I got you taken care of in the bedroom.
Depends what? On the dude.
Yeah. But...
Okay, well, I have a story here about a man's man. He actually asked his live-in girlfriend to make him some Kool-Aid. It was 4:30 in the morning, so she told him no, she ain't making him no Kool-Aid. So he jumped up and started beating her in the face,
as well as he
as
should.
He should, as he should.
That's right.
No.
You get up and you make you that damn Kool-Aid.
No,
I cannot believe y'all.
I cannot.
Seriously?
Yeah, exactly.
What is wrong with your hands that you can't get your butt up and go make your own damn Kool-Aid?
That's an instant
yes,
answer.
Yes, exactly. What the hell?
You disrespected me Kool-Aid as a man. Too.
Right.
You at 5:30 in the morning, you're going to want some Kool-Aid? Go make yourself shit.
I'm thirsty. I was fucking the shit out
your
ass.
Yeah, you're thirsty. Get some
thirsty.
Water.
Yeah, so exactly.
No damn
go to the bathroom and open the damn water and just drink it. Shit.
This is some shit that we doing to better our relationship.
In the morning just for a stupid Kool-Aid.
I asked you to get up and make the Kool-Aid. It is for us. It is our relationship that we are strengthening by you doing this.
Hold on, let me say this real quick. If we just got done having sex and you broke me off something serious, I will get up and make you some Kool-Aid.
Okay. I agree.
But see, you just thinking that way. You got to think too that Kool-Aid is going to be the fluid for the semen and for the nut I bust later on that morning. You know what I'm saying? I can't bust a dry nut. So you help me out.
Right. You trying to kill me?
That's for your benefit.
I could get sick trying to nut with no fluid in my body.
Right, right. That's some serious shit
gonna
right
get,
there.
How
man.
You gonna beat up a woman just because she didn't want to get up and make you cool it?
She should have got charged for attempted assault.
That is insane. I mean, I will kill her. I will kill him. Self defense. I will kill the hell out of him. I don't care.
Wow. So is Kool-Aid that delicious?
Yes, it is. It's Kool-Aid is fucking delicious.
All sugar. That shit.
Red, purple.
Yeah.
That fucking kiwi.
Not delicious. It's all
my
sugar.
My thing is, real quick.
Cherry.
If I could ask the same of him the night before and he got up and made me some Kool-Aid, of course I would do the same thing. I would do for you what I would expect you to want to do for me.
But see, I agree with that.
That's where you women fuck up. Why does everything have to be tit for tat?
Right.
You know, I go pay the rent. I go pay the rent. I don't say, hey, you pay the rent this month. No. That's where y'all fuck up. Y'all always want things to be equal, but when it's benefit to you. Yeah, I'll get you some Kool-Aid if you get me some, but how about you knock off the rent for 6 months out the year? How about that? Let's be equal all the way.
Well, what if you pay the rent and she pays the car notes and everything else?
If she's paying the rent, I'm going to get that broad some Kool-Aid at 4 o'clock in the morning like with bells on.
Right, she don't even have to ask.
I'm going to bring it to her, her sample. She paying the fucking rent? You crazy.
This is what I'm saying. That's what I say when you are an old school. I know what you're coming from. Because, yes, men always... This is the thing that we have the problem with some women. I'm sorry, ladies, but you're supposed to have your own account. You're supposed to have your own job.
What's your own account got to do with making some damn Kool-Aid, woman?
Because he's going to fucking beat the hell out of her just because she stay home, she don't work, she don't bring no check to the house, and he expected to get up at fucking 5:30 in the morning and make some Kool-Aid? Fuck you. No. I don't think so. I clean my house. I clean everything. I did your fucking dinner, and then I gave you a pussy, and then you want me wake me up at 5:30 in the morning for some damn Kool-Aid? You're out of your fucking mind.
Baby, could you go make me some Kool-Aid? No. No.
I will kill the buffer. I will kill him. I will kill him. And then I pour the damn Kool-Aid on his ass. Yep. I will kill him.
Are you going to pour Kool-Aid on him? Like hot grits?
Yeah, here's my Kool-Aid. Now drink it, bitch.
She gonna pour cold water on
it. Then she going to call him men bitches. Ouch. Again.
That's right. That's
bitch, you want the Kool-Aid?
Because you're trying to put your fingers up dude's ass and you want to call them bitches. That's why you're single right there.
Exactly. I will give him the Kool-Aid while he's dead. Yeah, here's your damn Kool-Aid, bitch.
What kind of Kool-Aid is kind of Kool-Aid going to drink if he's dead?
Well, you go. I don't care.
We have a language barrier right here.
I speak English. What the hell?
Man laying on the floor. What's wrong with you, man? The man laying on the floor unconscious. He poured cold Kool-Aid on him and then tried to stick a dildo in his ass.
That's right.
Ed called him a bitch. Wake up, bitch.
Okay. I'm going to put my finger. I'm going to
put this dildo on your ass if you don't wake up, bitch.
You fool around and electrocute your man. What's wrong with you?
I would say, here's your Kool-Aid, asshole. Now. Take it to your game.
Nice and asshole.
Damn.
No, I mean, I do not like a man that beat up a woman, okay? I do not like that. I mean, he could have been mad, okay? I'm sorry, I didn't make you Kool-Aid, we mad, but why beating her up? The motherfucker's crazy.
I'll tell you this much, I'm a little bit domesticated. So if my man asks me for some Kool-Aid, I'm gonna go get him some Kool-Aid. You know, there has been times in the past where I have walked barefoot to go get my man some breakfast. Make sure he got his waffle, some eggs, and, you know.
Yeah, me too. When he goes to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, yes, of course.
Oh, he went to work 5 o'clock in the morning, let me tell you.
Yes, and I will make his lunch, and I put him in a little lunchbox, whatever, paper bag, whatever. And yes, and when he comes home, he's going to have a nice, very warm meal ready for him. Waking me up at 5:30 because you want some Kool-Aid, Negro, please. You need to go get your own shit.
Let me ask you, are you working? Because what else you got to do at 5:30 in the morning other than get up and make me some damn Kool-Aid and go back to sleep all fucking day?
No.
I mean, that's part of it too.
When I work from 3.
Because truth be told, if you had to get up at like 6 or 7, I wouldn't actually wake you up. But if you sleeping all fucking day, are you off? Hey, get up. Hey, go make me some Kool-Aid. And that's it.
No,
I mean, what you going to do? Go back to sleep all fucking day anyway.
Not even, because the women, they don't work and they have children at home. That's the hot.
The children sleep at 4:30.
They might go
make Kool-Aid so they can have some with their breakfast. Make it now. Actually, it's your fault that we went to bed with no Kool-Aid in the refrigerator. That's your fucking fault. You slipping as a wife. You are slipping
because already.
Yeah, at night you should have some Kool-Aid in there at night because you know I wake up thirsty. You supposed to have some made at night so it's good and cold because it's 4:30. Kool-Aid ain't gonna even be that cold. So you're really fucking up. I should beat your ass for not having a Kool-Aid in there already. No. See,
you are. Finn is taking this personal. You all right?
Yeah, because that's some serious. I know. I seriously, all jokes aside, I frequently wake up middle of night thirsty. Usually, I drink water. Or some pop or whatever soda y'all call it. But, you know, Kool-Aid's cool, too. And, I mean, I'd be dying for thirst. And to find out you went to bed and didn't make me no Kool-Aid, and then I asked you for some, you're going to tell me no? And you ain't got shit to do all day but watch Lifetime and eat bonbons? Oh, I'm beating you down. I'm beating you down. I got to go to work thirsty and dry throat.
It's like, who is the one who says, if you give me some good sex and da-da-da-da-da, and you wake up, baby, can you give me some Kool-Aid? Of course I go get it. But not just when you've been sleeping and wake you up and then you got the audacity to beat her up? Hell no.
Say this real quick. If I know that my man tends to get thirsty in the middle of the night, like Finn just said, I'm going to make sure he has something to drink.
Thank you, honey.
Me too. That's not the problem.
It is a problem.
I even buy a goddamn little refrigerator.
You too busy calling me a bitch and trying to stick a finger on my ass to make some Kool-Aid. Matter of fact, I don't want you making Kool-Aid because you got shitty fingers. So, you know what? You off Kool-Aid detail. Okay, conversation over.
You off Kool-Aid detail. You
make an excellent point. I don't think I want her to see the hands on my Kool-Aid.
Right. Baby, what is this, chocolate?
I do not.
Hello. This glass smell funny.
First of all, yes, you're right, Miss Honey. I will have that, and I have the little miniature refrigerator just ready for him to drink it. I even put on the goddamn plastic bottle just for him. But the point is, you don't wake up in the middle of the night or the 5 o'clock in the morning and ask for Kool-Aid. And if you do ask, you know, baby, I am thirsty. And she goes, oh, baby, I don't want to get up. I'm tired, and I want to sleep. You're not going to beat her up just because she didn't want to get up. Come on.
Joking about it. But I'm saying this, and I'm serious about this. If you ain't got shit to do before 10, 11 o'clock, then it shouldn't be a problem. But if I'm getting up early, and you can get up, make me some Kool-Aid and call it a night.
So we basically have two cases. Veen, would you get up and make me some Kool-Aid? Yes, dear, I will. Spice, would you get up and make me some Kool-Aid? Bitch!
No, and turnovers like put this finger in your ass.
No, I hope you die thirst, bitch. All right.
You are so wrong. You are so wrong because, like I said, it's two-way street. And then
you got to think about the two smoke. You had to wait 14 days to spend a night with any damn way. You know you're thirsty.
It's a two-way street, and it's 50-50. It's equal. You don't tell a woman, here, go do this, do that. Hello? We went through that law back in the day. We don't need that shit now.
Wow.
Wait, hold on, LaBella. Take the dick. Hold on. Hold on. LaBella talking about somebody taking some dick.
They taking dick in the crowd? What's going on?
LaBella, you guys are cutting off. I don't know. What?
Need LaBella to mic up.
Somebody taking dick in the crowd. Shout out to everybody here on the Morning Girl Sound. That's what's up.
All right. Oh, I have another story for you guys. It just gets ratchet by each story.
I see.
Okay. Two pregnant women who were pregnant by the same man get into a fight, and the ex gets into the boyfriend's car and runs over the other pregnant baby mama.
Oh my God.
And mashes her leg between the wall and the Lincoln LS.
Oh, it's a Negro. Yep. I mean, it was pretty much guaranteed when you said pregnant, two women pregnant at the same time. The driver to Lincoln, oh, that's a Negro right there. That's a Negro. But go ahead.
And she had to have her foot amputated.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah. So in this case, well, the baby did survive, but in this case, even a boyfriend was interviewed and asked.
Hey, hold on, LaBella is Spanish. She said black. That's racist. She's being racist.
The boyfriend was being interviewed, and the reporter asked the boyfriend, "Was the fight over you?" His response was, "I don't know. I am quite handsome."
He was a noob. But that sounds like some new
shit. The woman was pregnant and amputated his little leg. They should just care about he was being handsome. That's fucked up.
Yeah, we know he was black. You know mm-hmm.
Now, is the boyfriend somewhat partially to blame for this situation?
No. Well, yeah.
No.
Not for the accident to happen. He's a fucked up person. But for the violence to happen, that's on the first chick.
Because it happened at his house, and the girl was able to jump into his car, and he knew that both of the pregnant women were texting each other back and forth, talking about they want to fight each other.
He didn't do that. He didn't force them to do that.
All right.
Nah, he could have had a grand scheme of trying to get rid of two baby mamas with one stone, but because one will kill the other one, and the other one will be in prison. He free.
Right. Actually, no, because he has six kids from four different women.
Oh yeah, he can't afford to. Jesus. He can't afford to. But you know what, though? So, no, this goes back to them dumb broads. Sorry, dumb broads, because they should have been fucking with him in the first place. Mm. You know? Mm. You got six kids, four mamas, and then y'all two will hop along, both get pregnant by him? Yeah, y'all, yeah. Them babies is two prison inmates in the making.
Growing up trifling and confused. Yeah.
Wow. So, in other words, he Are you guys saying that he shouldn't take any of the blame?
I'm saying he could have done something to stop it, but he's not necessarily at fault. That's on the first crazy chick. For fuck with the second crazy chick. He probably could have done something more active to stop it, but I don't think he's actually accountable.
I would say as a man, he is accountable.
Why? He didn't drive the car.
As a man, you should be able to handle your women.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, really.
We about to go to commercial break?
Yeah. Have you seen some of these crazy broads out here? Have you dated some? Trust me. Some of these chicks ain't being handled. You know? It's about lethal injection.
Pregnant women. I mean, like, seriously, you can't handle.
And pregnant women are worse.
You can handle them less.
Pregnant women, them damn hormones get to going and all the nerves. I leave a pregnant woman alone. Fuck that.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to let y'all have that one. Should they have turned against him instead of on each other?
They should have both just left his ass alone. That's what they should have done.
I mean, the deed has been done. Yeah, I mean, they're both pregnant. What else you going to do?
Yeah, you find out he's that trifling and you stop fucking and move on. Have some respect about yourself and some worth self-worth. And go find somebody else to blame the baby on, like everybody else do.
You wasn't trying to blame him and do all that when, you know, you was letting him poke it.
Right.
So why change now?
Probably without a condom.
Right. Obviously without a condom.
Well, I have someone who hit me in my box. They want to remain anonymous.
Oh, Lord.
And it looked like it. It took them a while to write this, so I'm going to read it as they wrote it.
Uh-oh.
And they want advice from the panel.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year now, and I thought that everything was going great, but one day I came home early and heard something weird. I saw the most disgusting thing ever. My boyfriend was under my brother. And
oh boy.
We all know how gay sex is.
Right.
I want to say that I am not homophobic in any way, because I'm also the head of the GSA. I think that stands for Gay Straight Alliance. Okay. Yeah, Gay Straight Alliance at my school. But how am I supposed to react to that? It's my brother and my boyfriend, both who I thought were straight. I mean, my brother had his dick up my boyfriend's ass.
All right.
I obviously broke up with my boyfriend and told... obviously broke up with my boyfriend and told my brother he's all yours. Obviously, he wants you more than me. But it's been so awkward between my brother and I, and before we used to be so close. I just can't believe he would do something like that, and that my boyfriend would do something like that. I'm not a vindictive bitch. So I've tried to let bygones be bygones, but it's so hard having to see them both daily and not telling anyone. It's a lot to carry on my shoulders, and I don't want to be a brat and tell my mom, but she's my best friend. She'd kill my brother and ex-boyfriend. What should I do?
Damn. Well, first off, exhale. You know, we're glad you confided in us to tell us this and ask us for our opinions. Thank you for submitting that. I honestly don't know, because I'm hurt right now just having heard this story.
Right.
I don't know how to take it.
What happened?
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
I was going to say, I think that you shouldn't violate, you know, because it's a fucked up situation that you're in the middle of it. But I wouldn't tell your mother, especially if she's going to take it wrong. But I would have to keep your brother at a distance, because basically, you know, he's cheating on you. I mean, it's almost no different than if you had a sister that cheated on you with your man. I mean, would that make it easier to accept? If it was your sister that done it, you would stop fucking with her. So I think you do the same thing. I mean, obviously your brother, you don't love him, but you can, because he violated your trust, and obviously you leave a boyfriend alone. But I wouldn't basically tell your mother about what happened.
Right.
I'd leave that alone.
Yeah, because that's family, you know.
Right, right.
Even though your family did fuck over you, it's still family. So just
yeah, you be the bigger person in that regard.
Mm-hmm. I think that what the guys have said is right on. But I also think that you should consider, you know, talking to a counselor or someone that you trust about this, because you know, someone that you can trust to, you know, keep this to themselves. You know, because you can't really just hold on to this information and let it eat you up, because that's not good for you. You know, I would suggest that even if it's a school counselor or whoever it is, someone that you can trust that, you know, will listen to you and be able to have the empathy and understanding to be able to help you get through that.
Oh, one thing I forgot to mention, I wanted to ask, is this real life or second life?
It's real life.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it's fucked up.
I didn't hear the question. What was it? What are you guys talking about? I had a girl from
a girl caught her brother boning her boyfriend.
I was gonna say, if this was second life, is, you know, no big deal,
right?
Get a new brother.
All right, yeah. Just Red's a brother.
And then it's possible her man was a female in real life anyway. You
know? Probably. Right.
So it wouldn't matter. Not really gay.
I don't know if I could hold something like that to myself. I'll just be honest.
I understand that, but at the end of the day, you sometimes have to take the higher road, the higher ground, and to tell, especially if you know or she feels that her mom is going to seriously, you know, have issues with it, then you can't let your brother. I might even encourage him to tell her. Well, you need to tell mom, you know, whatever, to get this out. But I wouldn't be the one to spill that, because that's never easy.
Because that's going to hurt. Exactly. That would devastate mom.
Yeah. Now you're going to get him back by hurting your mother. So, no, I would.
No, I ain't saying I would tell my mom. I would tell somebody.
Well, she told us.
Right.
And all 5,000 of our listeners. So hopefully this helps.
She did.
And we're not making light of the situation. We're hoping this really helped you out, you know.
Yeah, please give us an update and let us know what happened.
Right. You can send it to Veen again so it remains anonymous. She's not going to share with us who you are, so.
Okay, she said thank you.
Oh, big shout out to my mama tuned in. Hey, mama. She's not here. I'm straight, ma. I'm just wanted to let you know I'm straight.
That's good. That's good to hear. Especially
some of us were concerned.
Yeah.
Leave my Spice name alone. You know you love it. I can't wait to talk to somebody.
No, Spice, you probably had a shot until you started talking today. It's a wrap. You off my to-do list now. You're going to try to call me a bitch. You're going to try to stick it in my ass. That's three strikes. You're out, baby. You are out.
Please.
See what I'm talking about?
I'm gonna come over and I'm gonna show you what I'm talking
about. You are not gonna show me shit. You're gonna get shot in the face.
Oh, I bring my gun.
Breaking news: Nicaraguan refugee tried to break in this black man's home, shot him in the face. When I get done, you had a bomb, you had 6 handguns, and you was trying to kill me. When I get done. And look at Dahl's crazy ass. Dahl, you would pay to see her try to angrily rape me? What kind of shit is that?
I'm telling you, if I was close to you, Finny, you wouldn't even know. You'd be like, I'm just going to keep quiet over here.
Spice, if you were close to me, I would know, because you'd always be standing behind me. Why is this crazy shit? Every time I turn, she's up behind me.
Wait, what?
Sizing me up. You'd be trying to size me up. I already know.
Mm-hmm. I got another story for y'all. This 23-year-old woman assaulted her boyfriend and choked him till he was breathless because he kept singing that song by Macklemore, Thrift Shop.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got 20 clips.
So she asked him supposedly over 25 times to stop singing it, and he wouldn't. So while he was singing it once again on the couch,
wow,
she lost her damn mind.
She lost it and began to choke him.
I could see that because I hate that song too.
I hate it too.
I hate that.
How did that?
That's one song you will never see
played in my set. That one that you played before you. Oh my god!
I will never play it in my set.
No one on the station too.
How'd that conversation go?
She asked him. So is that justifiable?
Stop it.
Oh my god.
Is that justifiable?
Yes.
What?
Choking.
Oh my god. Spicy. What do you do? Turn the sound off?
No, I was reading you over here, but wait a minute. If the guy wanted to sing the song and she choked him to stop him,
because he wouldn't stop singing it.
Right. Huh? He just kept doing it, being an ass, being aggravating. So he kept singing. So yeah, he should get choked. He should get choked out because he's just being stupid. If you're being stupid, you should get choked out.
Yeah.
You asked for it.
It don't matter what song you were singing.
You're being annoying. So
that's not a reason to give violence and try and choke him. The only thing that she could have done is like leave the room. Bye, see ya.
I know she did not.
Why would you go through that?
How you know it wasn't her house? Person.
She wanted to ass rape.
Well, what does it say then?
Right.
The boyfriend is there. They're living together, right? The boyfriend is there. Go to another room. Let him sing by himself.
Right.
And she knew how to choke him because she's a certified nursing assistant.
Wow.
What? There you go. Spice is a nurse, too, by the way, y'all.
Ain't that something?
So she knows how to anally rape you.
And then choke you out like a donkey punch.
Right.
Shout out to my baby girl, Chocolate. She says, he was doing it to piss her off. I will choke his ass down to the ground.
What? Choke him to the white meat?
No, my daughter says, he was doing that to piss her off. Yes, I will choke him down to the ground.
Yeah,
I won't. I just call him my name, you idiot, and then I just turn around and leave. Why would I want to go choke
him? Yeah, you know you would call him a bitch.
That too. You know? I would call him my asshole bitch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tell him he's being a punk. You know, because he's being a punk, just an aggravator. But go to their violence. Nah. Now, if he put a hand on me, that's different. But you know. Oh.
Okay, then are there some things that your mate does or would possibly be a deal breaker that definitely pisses you off?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Like
I abstain.
I mean, you're talking like deal breakers or just piss me off? Like
either or.
Well, piss me off, don't fart in the bed. That would piss me off. Especially if I got my my head in the cover and you fart in the bed. I'm going to be pissed off. If somebody's sleeping on the couch, it ain't going to be me. Like an actual deal breaker? I don't know. You know, the usual cheating. I don't know. Talk about my mama. yeah, stuff like that.
Wait. Now, in talking about your mama, what type of things?
Don't say nothing about my mama. Mama's a saint. And Vin, you better watch your tone. I'm only 12 hours away. I will hop on 75 and come down there and break the levees on your ass. What are you saying, huh? My mama, are you talking about?
Oh my god!
I had this guy that I was dating one time, and he, for whatever bad. The hell reason, what's so funny? What I miss?
Huh? No.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, by the way, anyway. Miss Bella said your mama is ratchet.
I saw her. Hold on. I heard her.
And she said your mama worked at the corner store selling pickled eggs and Boston baked beans.
Wait, what? Pickled legs?
Pickled eggs.
Oh. At least she got a job. This dude that I was dating, for whatever the hell reason, he thought that he knew every damn thing. And you know, I would be, you know, doing my thing. I'd, you know, go for a run or something, you know, and I'd come back and I'd show him my pedometer and be like, you know, look how far I did today, you know. And he'll say something stupid while he's sitting on the couch eating chips, talking about, well, why don't you do that twice tomorrow then? I'm like, nigga, shut the hell up. You know, he's got something to say about every damn thing. Like, he tried to tell me that I was measuring my bra size wrong. Really?
Wow.
I cannot stand a man who tries to tell me, you know, who act like they know every damn thing. Because you don't.
Right. Shout out to Star Child.
It was not Star Child.
They don't know everything. They don't know everything.
Believe me, it was not Star Child. But no.
I'm curious, how would you know about measuring bras anyway? I mean, I'm a titty man. I love them, but I couldn't tell you how to measure yours.
Exactly, but he think because he is a titty man that he can.
No, I'm sorry.
And then he was doing it wrong. Talking about, you know, the numbers that mixes in with the cup size. Nigga.
Wow.
Shut up. Oh, and then one time he tried to tell me that my menstrual cramps were because of something else and that I should take Tums and that would fix it.
Well,
oh,
my
God.
Hold on. Let me say something with that. The only reason why I would say something like that because maybe he read something, and that could be some serious. I mean, there's been crazy things like that that you know, you read, and, oh, use this homemade remedies. So I could understand that, but not the measuring of bra size. Really?
But let me say something, though.
I don't know. I'm not saying that's legitimate. I'm saying, but there are a lot of times there's crazy things you read, and they actually work.
And you all should listen. That. However, you're a dude. You will never, ever, ever, ever be able to know whether it works or not. So why you open up
your mouth
about
it? What I'm saying is, exactly. What if... Okay, hold on. See, now I see. What if, as your man, I don't like to see you suffering. I read this, so I'm sharing with you. Now, the difference is I might explain to you, hey, I read this in such and such, Reader's Digest, whatever. I would just say, hey, by the way, try this, you know. But, yeah, I would offer it to you because I read it, and, hey, maybe it worked, maybe it don't, you know.
But
try
see, that's
it,
different.
Work.
That's different by offering and saying, you know, hey, I read this. I think, you know, maybe you should try it. You know, that's something totally different. No, this dude will actually go to the store, buy the Tums, come home, and tell me to take them.
All right. It sounded like he had an ego issue, and he wanted you to think he was smarter than he was.
Exactly.
He had an ulterior motive.
Yeah. You probably put that honey on him, though, so he couldn't go nowhere. See, that's probably part of the problem.
That's the problem. That is exactly the problem. That's
so you need to stop putting that honey on him, then.
I got to be careful with who I put the honey on, because...
Honey, I'm about to teach you something right now. You ready? As a man, I'm going to teach you something right now. You can clean all of your pennies with a pack of ketchup.
What?
Just take your dirty pennies, put them on the table, pour some ketchup on it, wait 5 minutes, wipe the ketchup off. Your pennies are nice and clean. Boom.
Well,
you just learned some shit.
That with me. I don't
You're welcome.
Have any pennies. They're all in a bank, but if I ever come across them, I will pull out some ketchup.
Well, I thought you were saying panties. I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm waiting on a joke. Okay.
You clean your panties with some ketchup.
That's what I was wondering. Like,
okay. That might work, too. Let's try it out, ladies.
So that dude would actually say that. He would come back and be like, no, I read it. I know it's right. You got to clean your panties with ketchup. That's going to get it all straight. Get them stains out or whatever. I'm like, dude, that's not. No, it's ketchup.
Wow.
Get them stains and them cuckoo bucks out. Yeah, y'all do that and come back next week and let us know what happened.
Right. Okay, now. For me, a lot of people already know my deal breakers and what pisses me off because they kind of go hand in hand.
Men dragging their feet.
Yes, foot draggers. Chewing with your mouth open. I do not deal with foot draggers at all. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't even breathe my way. I don't do foot draggers. And if you can't eat without keeping your mouth closed together, don't even talk to me. Don't chew gum around me. And if you sipping something and you got to make that slurping sound, gone. Gone and catch fire.
What if he's eating a coochie?
The only time I want to hear slurping is if there's a dick involved.
Can he slurp when he's eating a coochie?
Yeah, he can slurp.
Not really, because I kind of equate that with those porns where they spit on the coochie. And that's just freaking disgusting.
Wait, hold on. So you can spit on his dick, but he can't spit on your coochie.
I don't spit on penis. I let my mouth salivate over it.
So you're effectively slobbing on it.
There's a difference between slobbing on knobs.
Well, it's still saliva from your mouth on his junk, and vice versa.
I ain't going
to... I'm not saying awesome.
Yeah,
boogie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying awesome boogie.
Yeah, right. I don't like that. Just I don't know who made that shit up.
Yeah, I don't like to see the woman hawk, period. You know?
Right.
I'll just spit on a little bit.
Who came out with that? I don't know, but
I'll try that next time I'm giving head.
That slim.
You're gonna get punched in the face.
Hey, make sure there aren't no wrenches in the room.
Right, right. How to get punched in your face 101. Stick your finger up his ass, call him a bitch, or hawk a loogie on his junk. There you go. There you go. Y'all want some shit tonight.
That's some serious flim action.
Like, sound like we joking, but actually serious.
Yeah, real serious.
I don't like that shit.
I don't like to see the first. I remember the first time I saw her name was Amanda something. Amanda, I don't remember her last name.
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
I promise you, I was 15 and we were standing talking. She was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was just disgusted. I had the wide eye look. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I was turning, and my boy was dating her. And like later on, when he kissed her, I was like, dude, you know, she hawked a loogie. Like, yeah, so I'm like, ugh, man, how could you? I couldn't imagine. I had never in my life saw a woman spit. And it just, oh, it was so disgusting. I still remember that. 24 years later, I still remember that. Oh,
what's she doing now? What's she doing now?
I don't spit. I don't know what she's doing now. Who knows?
WWE.
Probably somewhere.
I noticed that there's a lot of dudes who spit. Why do dudes spit? That's just.
You spit when you have to. I don't usually spit, honestly. But yeah, I guess you spit when you have to. If I have a cold, then I spit to get rid of the phlegm because I feel like that's how you get over the sickness, get the cold out of you, whatever.
Right. And I get that. You know, you go but into the restroom sick, and, you know,
I'm
let
not
that
sick.
Out.
I never
but
have
if
issues.
We at the park hanging out or whatever, you just decide to lean over and hawk a loogie just a couple of feet away from the picnic basket. That's just nasty.
That's not me. You know what else I hate to see? And this is even for guys. You ever see a guy where a guy will hold one nostril and like snot real hard? Oh, I see that and I want to punch him in their face, man. Oh, God. That's the gross.
Who does that?
I've seen that
Miami.
Like a million times. I'm like, what the fuck? You can get no tissue and blow your nose? That is terrible. I don't know whoever made that up needs to be hung by their balls. I know it's a man. That's crazy. Y'all never seen that before?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay, because that shit is terrible.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are kind of coming to the end of the show.
No. Okay, yeah, that's true. 2 minutes left.
Time flies when you're having fun, man.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I want to give a shout out to whoever got me hooked on Game of Thrones.
Yes, it's coming on in a couple minutes.
I'm actually still on season one.
Oh, you suck.
So I'll be catching up with y'all.
You better hurry up. It's getting good, too.
I might have to. Right, I'm not hip to it.
Oh man, it's an excellent show back in medieval times, and that's why, and it comes on HBO. It comes on in about 2 minutes every 9 o'clock, every Sunday at 9. This is the third season. This is like the fourth episode of third season, so you really should go back and watch. I think it's on Netflix and probably on demand. Maybe I'm telling you, the real short story. What happened with me was I was mad about Spartacus ending last season. And my buddy was like, oh, if you like Spartacus, like Game of Thrones. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And they were showing it was the premiere of season two that night. Mm-hmm. So they were showing all of season one back to back. And I caught like the first episode. I watched 8 hours of it. I was 10 minutes into the first episode, I was hooked. So I watched the first 8 episodes in one day and then finished over the next week in time to catch up. But it's really good show.
No, really I'm going to check it out. Was it as good? Is it as good as Boardwalk Empire?
I haven't watched Boardwalk Empire, but I someone I know that watches both says he likes Game of Thrones better.
What?
Because it's a different, you know, this is a medieval sword fighting, you know, type of thing, whereas Boardwalk Empire, I think it's like a gangster flick or whatever.
Yeah, that's my shit.
So I haven't watched it, but I heard that's
it's on HBO, you said?
HBO, yep.
Okay, so is there nudity?
Yes.
Yes.
Titties.
Male nudity.
There's whorehouses. Yeah, there's male nudity.
There's violence.
Frontal. Are we talking full frontal here?
Yes.
You mean to tell me you're the only concern about the dick content of the show?
Yes. Well, if I'm gonna order, HBO just to watch this show, I mean, it better be worth it. I'm just saying.
You can just order Netflix, I believe.
All right.
But if you pay for HBO legally, you can just log on to HBO's website, like me, and watch it in HD, like me.
Or holler at the bootleg man.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to certain sites and download it, but I can't speak on those on the air.
Right. FCC violation.
Right, right.
You can type that in open chat.
I could do that.
Well, next week we're definitely going to pick up where we left off, and we're going to talk about how you handle your temper when it comes to children.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. That's going to be
some screaming next week.
Oh, right. Yes.
I'm going to go beat my kids now, actually.
There you go.
You beat no sleep, honey.
For not having no Kool-Aid when she gets done with her talk show.
They drank it all.
Yep.
Honey decided to save on Tylenol and beat her kids to sleep. That's what that is.
There you go. It works.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week.
See y'all next week. Make sure y'all check out the website. Check out the website, itswhatradio.com. The rebroadcast will be up sometime late tonight.
And we are not responsible for you getting punched in the face for following Spice's advice.
Hell no.
Don't stick your finger in your man booty unless you wet it first.
Oh, God. I'm out. Bye.
Vaseline is a wonderful thing.
No, it's not.
Honey, you tell them on yourself tonight.
All right. You ain't innocent no more.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. Now, walk into the club like what up?